Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, two for Tuesday. Actually, it's going to be three for Tuesday, as I will also be hosting a Zoom call with Ted Hanick later this afternoon, and then I'll be back here on Facebook Live later this evening. Getting all warmed up for a very productive day. Welcome, everyone. This is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, and we have the topic for today's Facebook Live is always letting go. Kevin Clinton Paulson and Diane Hughes Hunt, welcome to Facebook Live today. Good to have all of you aboard, and it is my honor to be your coach and friend today. Scott Lucas and Kate Grace, welcome to Facebook Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kevin, how are you this afternoon? Good to be aboard with you. Whew, Tracy Wilford, Bryce Thompson, welcome this afternoon. Diane, very productive. Diane says she's very, very productive. Jody Garrett has joined us. Welcome, everyone. Tracy, good to see you from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Jody, good to see you. Brenda, good to see you this afternoon. Ryan Andra, welcome. So Amy Gilbert, people are still coming on here. Have any of you found some new social media sites? Feel free to share them. As all of you know, there's many interesting situations going on in the world. I've been invited to a couple new social media sites that look very, very inspiring. Myrna, good to see you. Brenda Jean Paradise, welcome from New Hampshire. And Ted Hanick. So Ted is on Facebook Live this afternoon. I'm going to be Ted's guest at 6 o'clock p.m. Ted is a top-tier health coach and a very classy man. Ted is my coaching client. Ted, feel free to post in here how people can join the Zoom this afternoon. Kimberly Shimbari, Debbie Fair, Charlie, and Sissy Matthews. Kimberly, how are you? So aanonup.com, that is one. Scott Rowe, how are you this evening? Good to see you, Scott. Good to connect with you. Scott is a long-term client friend going way back. Scott is a top-tier mentor, coach, and real estate professional. Darlene, welcome to today's Facebook Live. So today's topic is always letting go. Letting go is a skill, and the skill of letting go is an ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. So meaning that if you're holding on to anxiety, fear, and doubt, if you're in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride, any one or a multitude of those emotions, it will keep you avoiding. It'll keep you overwhelmed. Holding on to the set of feelings will keep you feeling less than, not good enough. And it's a very common commonality that many entrepreneurs spend their career getting ready to get ready in an overwhelmed emotional state. And that state of overwhelm that keeps most people doing the same thing over and over keeps them very disappointed, very frustrated, perpetuating a low self-esteem, and then the ability to attract or enhance collaboration connections is diminished by the analytical egoic mind that continues to say, I'm not good enough, I require more education, I require more levitation, pontification, hesitation, and getting ready to get ready tendencies. Now, in letting go, the analytical egoic mind, driven by the reptilian brain, that is the brain that processes, thinks, and analyzes, gets ready to get ready, wants to know the outcome, worries about the outcome that hasn't happened, wonders why people gaslight, ghost you, and all the other situations that happen to you, that keeps you in very low self-esteem. Now, letting go of this is virtually letting go of a set of emotional addictions. And I've been coaching for 23 years, and a large percent of the time that I spend with people is assisting them to understand why they do what they do, why they don't succeed, why they avoid succeeding, why they avoid business, why they avoid sobriety, recovery, why they avoid being able to raise their consciousness. The ego wants to stay in a place called familiar, and the ego will do what the ego does, get ready to get ready. This is why so many people have good intentions, poor delivery, bad habits. Now, for you to change your behavior, it's not difficult, it's new. And that newness means you let go of worrying about the outcome. And many people worry about what someone's going to say, think, feel, or do before that ever happens. As you begin to let go, letting go is a skill. And when practiced, it begins with acceptance. Accept that it's new at what you're doing. Accept that you're overwhelmed. Accept that your garage is full. Accept that your habits are not good. Accept that your relationships have not been good up to today. Accept that you've spent a lot of your time being overwhelmed, overweight, in chronic debt, or whatever the situation is. Rigorous honesty means acceptance. And acceptance means that you're able to be honest without being critical. Now, this is a skill set, honest without being critical. So if you are addicted to being rejected or abandoned and your relationships end up feeling uncomfortable, unworthy, your relationships don't work out the way you want them to, your relationships tend to be unfulfilled, you don't attract the teammates you're seeking to attract, or any multitude of situations and you end up recreating the same situation, well, there's a high probability that you're addicted to a set of feelings that you recreate to fulfill the feelings of disappointment. So there's a neurochemical craving that happens that keeps you doing what you're doing. Now, this is just basic neuroscience, and it doesn't require a lot of study. It does require some basic understanding and common sense so that you can change your behavior. So if you spent most of your life underachieving and under-earning, and you find a business venture, a business model, an opportunity, you want to be an influencer, an affluencer, or coach, a real estate agent, an insurance agent, a real estate investor, a direct salesperson, a coach, a mentor, any multitude of situations where you can create and attract what the free market will bear, and you have low self-esteem or confidence issues, well, that can be overcome with commitment. And that commitment is, first of all, letting go of not being good enough. That's the first place you start. You begin to let go of not being good enough. So the ego will say, how do I do that? It's not a how do I. It's an acceptance that you've been through a lot of challenges and you have not reached your potential and you're willing to commit to the process, whether it's one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter, 1 year, 2 years, and you commit to it one day at a time so you can begin to change the breath. Because if you live in a very short breath cycle, overwhelmed all the time, worried and scared, well, you're going to transmute that. You're going to telepathically send a mixed message. And that mixed message that you're sending will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. Bob, good to see you. So when you're able to let go of these feelings of not being good enough, you begin to change the energy that you transmute. So anxiety, fear, and doubt will keep you in a very low vibrational state. It keeps you transmuting your feelings at around 100 to 200 cycles a second. That's about 80% of society. But because you've read books, listen to downloads, podcasts, you've gone to events, trainees, workshops, you've been mentored, you're on this Facebook Live, you're in a different level of the process than most of America, Canada, or the world, wherever you're watching from. So you have an edge, you have a slight edge right now. And so it's that edge that you want to continue to enhance. And that enhancement is you begin to raise your energy and raise your consciousness, your understanding, your awareness. But you can do all this motivation, you can go to all these seminars and workshops, but if you're not able to let go of the person that's not good enough, all the workshops and rallies and conventions, they will give you some insight, but that's not going to be the inspirational edge you require day to day to be able to produce and perform at a desk, an office, or wherever it is you're producing from. That requires emotional discipline with dedicated blocks of time and the ability to let go of stories that you keep telling yourself. For those of you who romance having a business from your home in the insurance industry, the real estate industry, direct sales, being an influencer and affluencer, and you've accomplished that, you're at home, that means you also have to have dedicated space and dedicated place to be able to produce from and dedicated blocks of time. You can't just keep getting ready to get ready, waiting for that perfect, magical, mythical moment where you're going to be able to step right into the production and then voila. Well, it doesn't happen like that. You require to let go of the anxiety about being rejected, the anxiety about failing, the anxiety about making mistakes. Now, a large percent of the population focus on not making mistakes. And so if they do make a mistake, then they're highly critical of themselves. And so that highly critical energy that you all hold on to is a direct reflection of being criticized as a child, carrying that critical behavior throughout your teenage years, into your 20s, 30s, and still critical of yourself or critical of others. And if you're never good enough, The energy you let go of is the trauma, the events that you hold on to. As you, Casey just said, recovering perfectionist. So perfection is a very interesting situation. So if perfection is your model and you're neurotic about it, it can end up hindering you because you can't get started because it's never perfect enough. Now, you can still use perfection as a model, provided you use practical perfection from task well done, duties completed, and then being able to look back at a situation and have a level of feeling about a sense of accomplishment about what you did. But if you're neurotic about it and you can't receive a compliment, or you achieve something but there's a yeah but in it, well then that perfection will hinder you. That's why letting go can really assist you. You let go of being criticized. You let go of being critical. So then once again, you can be honest without being critical. So that's a skill set. Becky, good to see you on today's call, this or Facebook Live today. Casey and Charles, good to see all of you here this afternoon on 2-4 Tuesday. I will be back here at 9 p.m. this evening. Now, the book Letting Go by David Hawkins, chapter 2 of that book, a landmark book written about 10 years ago. Hawkins wrote his first book called Power versus Force, where he breaks down the correlation between being in power, which is in a complete let-go state, being in force, which is anxiety, fear, and doubt. So when you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, those emotions, then you are actually pushing, and you're pushing against, and you're in resistance. And that resistance that you're in keeps you holding on. It keeps you holding on to a story. As you begin to let go of the story, and then there's other situations you learn to address. Look at the relationships that are around you. If you're in toxic relationships, if you have a job that's very toxic, if you have a family that has a lot of drama, if you're in a culture, a creed, if you're in a situation where you're feeling gaslighted, ghosted, traumatized, or you're not getting rewarded or recognized, then it's going to be your responsibility to evaluate that situation and how much of that is about you and how much about that is about the outer world. And then and then really looking at the whole picture, it's going to be your responsibility to be responsible for how you attracted this situation and your responsibility for letting go of it. So if your relationships are codependent, meaning that you're you are an enabler, an over-obligator, your relationships are addicted relationships, you're in relationships that are toxic, you're in relationships that are not healthy, and you keep holding on to them because you keep telling yourself, I don't know what to do, they're my family, I don't know what to do, they're my friends, I don't know what to do, this is my job, so that I don't know, that's what you begin to hold on to, because you do know. You do know that where you are is not healthy, and it's going to be your responsibility to create an exit strategy, a diplomatic exit strategy that's going to be good for you. And you have to stop worrying about everyone else and how they're going to react and how they're going to respond and who they're going to be and what they're going to do. And I mean, I understand this is diplomatic, but this is also a major component of letting go. What many people do is they hold on to jobs and careers that aren't rewarding, and they try and stick it out. And they stay in situations and relationships. Jordan, good to see you. Darlene, good to see you. And they stay in situations that are unfulfilling. And it's these situations and these relationships that it's your responsibility to have a better understanding about them. And then your responsibility to create a new set of reflexes about this relationship you're in. And you want to be able to move into places that are empowering rather than disempowering. And you want to be able to be in a relaxed body rather than an overwhelmed body. But if you grow up in a household with alcoholism, with anger, with trauma, with unpredictability, as a child, you started to react to that situation. You started to become overwhelmed. You started to be worried about the outcome. Or if you grew up in a household that you had to become a grown-up before your time, well, you lost your innocence being a child because you became a man-child, a woman-child before your time. That means you become responsible. Now, there are good qualities that happen from that, but if those qualities become addicted qualities and you're now a rescuer and enabler and you have challenges saying, I'm not in a position to accept that, or you keep saying sorry all the time, sorry, 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 and that's the way you communicate, it's going to be your responsibility to understand what codependence is and start to create independence. And if you're going to be an independent entrepreneur in free enterprise, well, it's going to be up to you. You can be in a great team culture And that culture can also assist you, because cultures have mentors and leaders and systems and units that you can plug into and capitalize on. But if you are completely codependent and you spend your time fixing, overhauling, taking care of, being a caretaker, well, that will suck the life out of you. It's going to be your responsibility to understand what codependency is and what letting go is, so that you're able to relate in relationships that are healthy and functional rather than overwhelming, dysfunctional, and codependent. And so letting go means that you start to put yourself first without feeling guilty. You're able to put yourself first in certain situations without feeling selfish. Now, I realize many of you have children, husbands, wives, relatives, and other situations. So this is the gray part in a black and white world. But you want to be able to assess is, do you have a life? Are you a caretaker for everyone? Are you chronically overwhelmed? Are you chronically exhausted? Are you chronically always giving and not receiving? It's your responsibility in letting go to find the balance in life and find the peace in it. And also, when you're building a team and a culture, it's going to be your responsibility to let go of teammates and soulmates at times who are not in alignment with where you are. There are teammates who just don't have it. They join a business and they're not willing to commit. It's not the right time and they're not the right person. It's not the right business or it's not the right product. And for whatever reason, they're not going to make it. It's going to be your responsibility to let these people go. Rhonda Lee, so good to see you. Rhonda says she misses coaching with me. Rhonda is a top tier entrepreneur. Her and her husband are real estate professionals owning multiple properties in the state she lives in. And Rhonda Lee, who's on today's Facebook Live, is my poster woman for going from overwhelmed and unorganized to being one of the best women I've ever coached in recovery of codependence and then being organized. And if you're disorganized, that's one of those challenging situations to overcome. And Rhonda overcame it over a 5-year period that I coached her. Rhonda, so good to see you. I've had dinner with Rhonda several occasions and had dinner with her in Atlanta. It's so good to see you on today's Facebook Live. I see we have several new people here today. Derwin, good to see you this afternoon. If you're brand new to my Facebook Live here today, Sigrun Hansen, good to see you. If you're brand new to Facebook Live here, I host this Facebook Live every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And then every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm at 9 o'clock Pacific. I live in California in the West Coast. So Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, 9 o'clock. It would mean 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time throughout weeknights. So this is the content that I'm sharing with you today, letting go. Now, here's the affirmation for the day that really fosters letting go. So you begin to speak into existence, I'm always letting go. You practice this. I'm always letting go. I coached an exceptional business owner earlier this week. Now, this man is a multiple six-figure income earner, but he made one little mistake, just one little mistake with a pen on a check that caused him a lot of challenges. And his mistake was he left off a zero on a check. That triggered an audit, and it really put him in a very challenging situation. I mean, just for missing one zero on a check, it put his business into a tailspin. It triggered an audit. It put him under scrutiny. I mean, it was really preposterous what he had to go through, because it really was just one little number on a check. And he was feeling so bad about this, because this brought back a lot of boyhood feelings of always getting in trouble. I mean, this man is an exceptional human being. He's very honest, has integrity, but this, I mean, just, I had compassion for him. I don't want to say I felt bad for him, but it's like the punishment didn't merit the crime and what he's going through, because it just shows you how sometimes missed details can cause a challenge. And he was feeling so bad about, and I was able to assist him to really let go of this and understand that the wheels of justice grind slowly, that it's very important that you let go, you learn not to personalize it, and you focus on the solution while not focusing on the problem and creating results. So letting go can be challenging, because letting go sometimes, but you're like, a situation happens and you want to be right, and then you get pissed off and you get angry and you want to prove someone wrong and you want to lose it and you want to lose your shit and you want to do all these things that an addict wants to do, because an addict wants to be right. An addict wants to be vindicated. An addict wants to explain, validate, and justify themselves. An addict wants to be able to lay it on the table, and an addict wants to be able to have finality. And I mean, these are the situations that the analytically egoic mind. But as you begin to let go, and you breathe and release, and you find your peace, and you find that emotional etheric energy called consciousness right here, and you start to connect it with the quantum field, and you see all this trauma-based mind control that's going on in the world, and all the gaslighting and ghosting that's going on, and you're watching all these situations that's being laid down upon you, and all these things have been forced on us in the last 12 months, it can be overwhelming. It really can. But that's when letting go becomes a real skill, because that's real. I mean, that's as raw and real as it gets. The powers that be are doing whatever they can to do whatever they can to us. And it's our responsibility as citizens of this great country, the United States, or Canada, or wherever you're dialing in from. As you can see, there's a lot going on in the world. This isn't just happening in St. Louis and Chicago and Kansas City, some of my favorite hometowns. This is happening everywhere in the world. I mean, you're seeing riots and elections and this and that and masks and vaccinations. And I mean, there's a lot of trauma-based mind control going on. And your ego is suffering from it. It's going, oh my fucking God, what is happening to my world? A lot. I mean, it really is. This is where you get honest, but it's going to be your responsibility set in the middle of it all as a business owner, a mentor, a leader, a thought provoker, a man, a woman of influence, someone who can stand the gaff, someone who can stand back to back with your fellow American or Canadian, someone who actually has a quality called courage that you can access, because it really requires it in today's world to be able to stand the gaff, because it is challenging moments. It's head swiveling, isn't it? How many of you just like go, oh my God, and then your ego goes, I can't believe this, but your reality is believe it, because it's really happening. So this is where letting go really becomes a skill. Kennedy, good to see you. Tracy, good to see you. Michelle, this is where letting go really becomes a skill, because your focus has to be about you and production. Your focus is about you and your peace. Your focus is about you and then bringing that energy around others. But if you're not able to be able to calm yourself down, be able to be right here, right now, well, then you're going to be in a mixed message, overwhelmed, telegraphing your insecurities, your low self-esteem, and your emotions, as you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are you and you are free. So letting go is a skill. So when you want to be able to tell yourself that letting go, I'm always letting go. So here's the definition of letting go: separating my feelings from the events that shape them. So if this really happened to me, Since I have two DUIs, public intoxications, and a drug arrest, those really happened to me. I accept that. So those really happened. I know the chronology, the timeline. I can accept that I did that. I can now forgive myself for those situations. I can ask forgiveness from people that I traumatized or hurt and do my best to accept whatever comes back. That's acceptance. So that's the first situation, is acceptance. The second situation is forgiveness. You forgive yourself and you forgive others. You no longer hold anyone else responsible for your feelings, because you are you and you are free. The third step to that is gratitude. Someone asked me, didn't you miss going out on Saturday nights? I said, no, I didn't miss it, because I was grateful to be sober. But what about your friends? I said, I had to separate myself from them, because I realized that the people I was associating were not my friends. They were my addicted friends, and I had to separate myself from them. I required 2 years of that situation, going to a meeting every single day, just to be grounded enough to be able to change my life. Now, that was for me. That doesn't mean you do that. You do whatever you do. But that's what I did. I started to separate my feelings from the events, the spaces, the places, and the faces that I would continue to relapse around. Now, that may not be ideal or perfect for you, but you want to have a safe place that you can be yourself and not get overwhelmed. If you haven't received a free 20-minute coaching call and you'd like to receive one of those, feel free to reach out, send me a message in Facebook Messenger, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Today is 2 for Tuesday. I will be back here at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be in Wednesday morning, but it's really 9 p.m. Tuesday evening. So thank you very much for being on today's Facebook Live, and I will be here with you tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific, and then tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific. Have a great day, everyone.